议程三咧就系、是、玛丽医院重建计划嘅进度报告，系议会文件八2016号嘅。咁呢个议程系由医院管理局提出嘅。咁我哋都喺度欢迎医院管理局嘅代表出席今日嘅会议。有港岛西医院联网总监、医院总行政总监，系玛丽医院赞扬医院嘅陆志聪医生。玛丽医院副医院行政总监谭志辉医生，同埋港岛西联网总经理行政事务嘅叶佩华女士，玛丽医院高级院务经理规划同埋发展组嘅麦丽君女士，咁啊，欢迎各位吓。咁啊，首先我就请阿陆医生报告翻玛丽医院嗰个重建计划嘅进度报告。啊，各位啊，陆医生。
多謝主席。咁恭喜大家新年快樂，啊，即係第一次見。咁除咗新年一年之外，亦都係新嘅區議會，你哋係第二次開會啦，係咪？
係啊。
啊，我哋今次第一次嚟，咁就好開心又同大家介紹一下瑪麗重建嗰個進度啦，咁樣。咁有幾張相俾大家睇咧，咁啊，即係大致上進嗰、那個嗰、那個進度係預期嘅，咁因為有部分係新嘅會員啊，同埋都上次到而家都係委員啊，同埋上次到而家可能都隔咗一段時間，所以再俾一幅圖大家睇一次，因為呢幅圖咧，即係每次嚟我哋都會用翻呢幅圖嘅啦。其實就咁咧就嗱，現在呢幅圖咧，即係薄扶林道喺邊咧？喺依度係啦，咁就。咁呢個就係嗰、那個呢、這個成個就係一個瑪麗醫院嘅範圍啦。咁啊南區喺呢邊。咁呢邊就係去中西區嘅，香港大學嗰邊咁樣。咁呢就咁大家而家喺揸車經過搭車經過呢，成日見到嗰間瑪麗醫院嗰個樣嘅呢度，即係個正院嚟嘅。最高嗰層嘅 K 座就係呢度。好啦，咁今日嗰個報告呢包括講咩呢，就係講呢邊嘅嗰個以前是政府的高級公務員宿舍嗰個改建的進度，同埋呢由於即係喺呢個位呢就距離醫院都遠嘅，咁所以我哋要起呢條紫紫地色嘅即係嘅一個行人通道，咁所以今日主要係講呢兩部分嗰個匯報。好啦，咁就先講呢度啦，嗰、那個呢、這個以前嘅高級公務員宿舍嗰個進度啦。咁大家上唔到去嘅，因為而家呢度係工地嚟嘅，咁亦都封曬睇唔到，咁所以我哋特登即係行廿二層樓上去睇咧，就影咗出嚟，影咗一部分啲相嘅。咁大家俾佢見到咧，嗱、呢個頂樓嚟㗎啦，去到 L23 㗎啦，係啦，咁啊見到，咁呢度裏邊嗰啲工程嚟嘅，四樓啊、六十六樓啊等等咁樣，咁就。咁變咗大致上係如期進行嘅。咁另外呢就喺上一次區議會介紹到而家呢，中間發生嗰啲事啦，咁就10月份大家報紙都睇到呢，就掘到個炸彈出嚟，咁就咁嗰啲係第二次世界大戰嘅時候啲炸彈，咁大家見到呢嚿就係嗰個炸彈啦，咁就咁所以呢就因為睇返歷史呢，就嗰段第二次世界大戰嘅時候呢，嗰段時間呢都相兩邊都有啲都幾激烈嘅咩嘅，咁就所以都有啲咁嘅戰時流落嚟嘅炸彈呢，就都唔出奇嘅。咁嗰次都有驚無險啦，亦都特別多謝呢個警方同埋其他政府嘅部門嘅幫忙。咁就咁嗰晚都幾少少混亂嘅，其實即係我哋都封咗，都即係喺個炸彈嘅位置嘅200米嘅範圍。咁亦都影響咗一部分少數嘅民居嘅。咁佢哋都要即係食食下，嗰時係應該5-6 到啦。咁就可能未食飯啦，咁都要疏散啊。咁搞到夜晚都11-12嘅。咁警方亦都前後係引爆咗兩次先至爆得到嘅，爆曬嗰、那個即係炸彈，咁就咁期間大致上個病人服務都正常嘅，因為要疏散嘅地方咧，就都係一啲行政樓啊、宿舍啊咁樣，咁就冇影響到醫院嘅運作，咁今次都算好彩。咁我哋之後當然除咗處理現場嘅事自嗰件事之後咧，就亦都同唔同嘅政府部門同埋內部咧都再檢討過曬，因為將來都即係希望冇啦，咁但係隨時都會有類似嘅事件發生，咁點處理咧？咁樣咁就咁裏邊都有一系列嘅預防性同埋協調嘅功夫去做。咁呢個就係中間發生嘅事啦。 好啦，咁另外就头先讲咗话嗰条天桥起咧，咁由于要起嗰条天桥咧，中间咧即系啲停车场安排我哋改咗嘅，咁就咁有一段嘅时间由而家一路去到二月尾咧，其实我哋医院嘅房客停车位咧就喺星期六嘅公众假期就廿四小时开放嘅，咁如果系其他时候咧就净系晚六。追由咗六嘅啫，咁已經行咗一輪噶啦，咁會影響咗部分嘅探訪者，咁呢度有啲抱歉啦，咁都暫時嚟講都大致上運作都預期嘅。咁啊，主席，我哋報告去到呢一度睇下，大家委員有冇其他嘢想我哋跟即係再跟進。
好啊，好啊，唔該曬啊，陸醫生，咁啊，聽下議員嘅意見啦。司馬文議員。
Chairman。I'd like to raise two points that I've raised in writing already with the hospital, so I'm sure I'll probably get the same answer as I got in writing, but I think for the public record I should make that point again. In the new building there will be car parking spaces, and on the entire Queen Mary Hospital site there are many vehicles parked, trucks, delivering trucks, ambulances. In fact, there are so many cars parked they're double stacked. There are metal ramps everywhere where cars are double stacked to. So it's very heavily packed with cars. The future redevelopment of Queen Mary is going to be very difficult unless those cars can be easily moved somewhere else. So ideally, the new building, even if it's temporary, will be used to park these vehicles. I've asked the RCSD, the Architectural Service Department, and the Queen Mary Hospital, why that is not done. The answer is that the new building is very important for all various hospital services, and I agree. But I think it's a matter of staging. If those cars can be parked in that building for the time being, we can more easily redevelop the entire site. And I've never seen a report answering that question. So I'd like to get that answer again. Why that is not done, and I don't think the answer, because there will be important medical services provided in this building, is appropriate, because the entire site is for that purpose, and we have to look at the future redevelopment, whether we can speed up the redevelopment, because redevelopment of Queen Mary must be a top priority. The final question that I have is the ingress and egress. I've asked the ingress and egress for the building onto Park Vlam Road. Park Vlam Road, Sassoon Road Junction, used to be a black spot for accidents. And it only stopped to be a black spot after we fixed two problems, which is the bus stop and across the road the stop sign was removed. And if we're going to have an ingress-egress there on that location next to the bus stop, we risk again that accidents start to increase there because this is the exit from Park Vlam Road. So my question to RCSD is, can I see the drawing? And I was told it's secret because part of a tender project. I don't think that's an appropriate answer. So through this council, I ask again, can we see the drawing? Can we see the swerve paths of the vehicles, the size of the vehicles permitted going inside, trucks, I believe, what length of vehicles can go in, what is the swerve path, and what is the waiting queue line, and what's the impact on the traffic along that road? Very simple questions, and I think it should be a simple answer. And the answer, secret, I don't think is appropriate. Thank you.
好，蔡文康议员。
喂，主席，都系相关嘅事，但系就唔系直接有关嘅事啦。咁因为以前即系区议会度都提过咧，就有关即系马逸苑个巴士站咧，咁啊扩大个空间，咁啊同埋即系进一步咧改善个候车环境啊，甚至即系发展成为即系转车站等等嘅东西。咁啊，但系咧一路以嚟都建文书署都好似冇乜进展啊。咁特别希望即系喺呢一度咧问翻相关嘅进展系点样。咁因为其实图啊等等已经准备好晒噶啦，但系就唔好明点解到今日嚟讲咧都好似有啲嘢都未做咁样。因为以我理解至少做咗南行嗰边先嘅。咁啊，想即系问翻相关嘅进展为何嘅？多谢主席。
好，冇，暂时冇其他议员提问啦。咁我请陆医生啊，或者叶小姐，好，叶小姐。
咁啊，有关司马文议员头先提问有关医院嘅停车场同埋嗰啲将来嗰啲出入口啊，同埋嗰啲即系货车啊，或者系嗰啲 trucks 嗰啲安排咧，其实我哋都有同建筑处提出我哋嘅意见嘅。咁其实而家我哋你头先啊陆医生咧都有讲到就话 我哋嘅新嘅工地咧，其實都會喺薄扶林嗰度作為一個出入口嘅。咁我哋都盡量避免咧嗰啲工地嘅車輛咧係要駛入去醫院嘅範圍，而影響到嘅醫院嘅服務。當然以往咧都有一個，以前咧係有一個巴士站喺嗰度嘅。咁我諗呢度運輸署都可以再補充啦，但係我哋自己嘅意見都係因為嗰個都會係我哋將來工地嘅出入口，咁、那個巴士站個設置咧，我哋都會再同運輸署嗰邊再傾一傾。咁似乎可能個相距都係比較近啲，咁啊至於將來會唔會有翻個巴士站咧，其實我哋就都表示咗，其實我哋就唔係咁想嘅，因為嗰度都會係個工地嘅出入口咯。咁至於嗰、那個嗰啲圖則嘅問題咧，我哋會再同建築署再跟進，因為嗰、那個即係答覆咧都係建築署嗰方面嘅。
建築署答覆嘅。
係啊。
哦，咁樣，咁會唔會？
因為呢度咧就我諗咁咧，我哋再跟一跟咧，即係如果係啲同招標有關嘅嘢咧，因為其實係建築署政府招標嘅，咁就咁如果喺個招標嘅過程，咁要有一啲嘅程序要跟遵守咧，因為即係唔可以即係招標係一個比較嚴肅都即係好多要求嘅一個一個程序嚟嘅，特別呢個工程咁大咧，其實根本係要跟足曬嗰啲世界貿易組織啊等等嗰啲嘅規條去做嘅。咁如果因為呢啲原因有部分嘅資料，因為其實相信建築署已經俾咗都絕大部分嘅資料出嚟㗎啦，即係其實咁，但係有少數嘅資料俾唔到咧，咁我哋都要尊重建築署嗰個決定啦。但係司馬文議員問嗰個問題咧，其實如果可以喺唔睇圖嘅情況之下答到嘅，咁呢個就係一個比較理想嘅做法啦。即係譬如頭先啊，司馬文嘅議員想知嘅都係話喺邊度出啊，邊度入啊咁樣，咁就咁我哋再同建築署傾下，就係咪呢個連呢個資訊都唔得咧咁樣？咁如果真係呢個資訊都唔得，究竟點解咧？咁都要有個比較即係大家聽得明即係嘅原因先得啊。咁就呢個我哋再跟進
啊。係啊，因為你即係我哋當區嘅議員應該就好熟悉個地理環境啊嘛。咁你邊度出邊度入咧都唔諮詢佢哋意見，咁樣就即係自己揞埋咁樣咧，即係對嗰、那個。將來出嚟，如果係唔理想嘅話咧，就可能就即係可能個諮詢就唔係好足夠咯，即係會咁睇。所以我諗呢啲應該同建築署商量一下，好嘛？咁就麥謝口令語。
係啊，唔該啊，主席。我即係我哋知道咧，而家阿陸醫生上嚟講嘅咧，只不過係一個第一期嘅工程啊。咁但係往後咧，佢都會係有其他嘅工程會上嚟呢一度咧，係同我哋啲議員咧係講嘅。咁我哋好希望咧，就係話咧主動少少，因為如果咧你下下只去等建築署咧，建築署咧就未必有咁多嘅資料俾你哋。咁所以咧就係、是、你。嚟我哋呢一度讲你嘅工程嘅时候咧，可唔可以咧就先同呢个建筑署咧系攞啲更多嘅资料嘅时候，你点样去改动你而家，或者你点样去搬你而家现时嘅嘢嘅时候咧，你有少即系多少少嘅资料俾我哋咧，咁我哋。議員咧較為清晰啲嘅時候咧，就唔會產生咁多疑問。即係好似譬如今次咁啊，司馬文都問翻，即係你個停車場嗰個問題啦。咁而你哋嘅答覆咧，就係因為個建築署嗰個問題嚟嘅。咁但係因為咧，建築署又唔係坐喺呢個會度咧，即係有關你哋嘅工程，佢唔係坐喺個會度啊。咁變咗咧，我哋真係知道嘅嘢咧，就唔係咁多咯。咁、啊、都係要靠你哋呢去即係將即係你哋上嚟之前嘅報告之前呢，就同佢哋有啲溝通，咁呢就問佢哋攞多少少嘅資料，咁變咗呢係我哋較為呢係喺呢一方面呢係較清晰度嘅。唔該晒。
好，唔該晒。仲有冇其他議員有意見？咁陸醫生。
多謝麥議員的意見，咁就咁跟住落嚟，我哋去到正式去講新大樓 嘅規劃嘅時候咧，會有一系列嘅即係嘅諮詢嘅行動嘅，咁就咁因為嗰個都仲有一段時間嘅，即係未係而家即係所以而家我哋譬如今天嚟咧，我哋都係主要講翻喺個宿舍改建嘅進度啊，起嗰條行人天橋啊咁。咁如果話新大樓咧，譬如即係包括阿司馬文啊、阿查文翰同埋阿麥議員提嗰啲咧，其實成個新大樓幾多層啊，裏面有啲乜嘢啊，出入口係點啊，第日交通啊，全部咧其實嗰度係相當即係龐大嘅一個溝通同諮詢嘅我哋係需要做嘅。咁就甚至乎如果去到即係但係呢個就喺現在就未去到呢個階段，因為而家我哋仲係做緊一啲即係早期嘅規劃，咁就咁我哋而家我哋未遇到幾時啦 ,2016 或者都應該唔會咁快啦，可能去到2017呢就我哋又會去提交俾立法會去審議之前呢，其實好多個月都相信係要喺南區同埋中西區區議會呢係同大家諮詢嘅，甚至乎主席如果即係你同埋議會都覺得有需要呢，可能我哋有啲特別工作小組去睇下都唔出奇嘅，因為其實因為呢個真係好大嘅一個工程嚟，就同而家我哋講喺宿舍改建就唔同，即係嗰度就相對係簡單嘅啫，就將個宿舍改咗咁做一個化驗大樓，咁就咁就完㗎啦，咁樣。但係嗰邊呢就係真係將來嘅瑪麗醫院就係嗰度嚟㗎啦，咁好多嘢都想諮詢區裏面嘅意見嘅，咁呢一個我哋下一步會跟進。
大概幾時會即係佢上立法會嘅呢？你哋嗰個時間表係大概幾時係上立法會？
這個上立法會就醫管局就沒有一個即是決定權的，其實政府是想這個決定權，但是呢政府呢就是根據現在的規劃呢2017年的看看是2016-2017的立法年度還是2017-2018的立法年度了，就所以如果我們用2016年去計算就都不會做的了，就是如果因為我們現在2016年才剛剛整完那個宿舍，咁跟住呢要將個化驗大樓搬入去呢起碼要6個月㗎啦，即係嗰度咁就咁，所以如果呢一部分未完呢，其實即係第一份細嘅都未完呢，咁就即係我哋就未可以去立法會攞第二期，即係第二個增住嘅撥款嘅，咁就咁，所以如果我哋太都要等返呢個工程即係去到即係咁上下啦，咁樣咁就可以開始做嗰個諮詢。咁所以而家其實我哋自己內部都仲係傾緊，譬如今朝我哋都同醫管局總部仲喺度傾緊，譬如裏面手術室佢有邊個手術室呢就要裝一啲搵啲鉛呢去封咗佢呀，手術室做完手術之後嗰啲病人出嚟呢嘅時候喺手術室出嚟嗰啲要康復一輪嘅嗰啲床呢係黐住手術室好啲呀，定係去第二層樓有個專責地方好，我哋而家傾緊啲咁細節嘅嘢，咁就咁但未有一個即係計即係有初步嘅計劃之前呢，其實就未能夠去同大家諮詢，即係我哋自己都要做好功課先，或者講得即係粗俗少少。
好，咁總之希望盡早可以攞嚟區議會，我哋大家一齊去交流啦，咁樣好嗎？咁如果大家冇其他嘅意見，咁我哋就喺度都多謝陸醫生啊、譚醫生同埋葉小姐幾位同麻小姐。多謝你們出席我們的會議，我們都結束這個議程。好，休會5分鐘。